that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning. That old wheel has rolled around again. It is Saturday morning once again. And you're listening to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. And we're coming to you live from the Radio Ranch. Just outside of Laramie, Wyoming. Don't even have the sunshine yet this morning, but we're getting close here at the end of January. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
And good morning, John.
Morning.
And good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And Jason, we'll ask you to open with prayer, if you would, sir.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we are grateful to be here, and we're grateful to be able to have this opportunity. And we just ask, Father, that you guide us and direct us with the words that come out of our mouth. We pray, Father, for working of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and just lift up the remnant to you, and just pray, Father, that you continue to lift them up, that you guide them and direct them in all that they do, and that you just, that you prosper them, Father, that you let them rise higher and higher, and that you grant them wisdom, knowledge, understanding, power, and authority over the forces of hell, the spiritual forces of wickedness, and that you deliver them from the conspiracies of men, the schemes of the devil, the powers that come against them. Oh, dear Jesus, we do ask that you strengthen us, Father, and that you give us that supernatural working power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, that we can discern good and evil, right and wrong. We ask, Father, for this broadcast to be a blow to Satan and his kingdom, and be a blessing to the saints. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And with that, where it goes from here is anybody's guess. But that's the whole nature of Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We got our coffee. We've prayed. Hopefully you've prayed on the full armor of God this morning that we get from Ephesians 6. And prayed the Lord's Prayer and prayed that full armor on yourself and your family. And then where we go from here is anybody's guess. I'd ask the men. I'd seen some stuff on the news about, seems that Russia trying to get ready for these Summer Olympics is having a kind of a time of it with terrorist threats and Lord knows what else. It's pretty sad when you've got the Americans that are promoting the homosexual agenda and the Russians are preventing it. Just seems like the tables have sure turned. Any thoughts on that?
Well, it's, you know, I mean, the thing about it is, you know, I've looked at some of the stories on this, and we really have no idea what's going on over there. You know, and that's what you got to keep in mind. You know, it, I mean, it can be wag the dog all over. I mean, they're really discouraging people from attending the Russian Olympics, and, you know, is it because of the terrorists, or is that just one of their tactics to keep people away from it? I mean, we don't really know.
Yeah, there's a lot of money involved in that, isn't there? And as far as, you know, tourism and
absolutely
people coming, and so you know, maybe that's a way for the international bankers and those that think they rule to say, oh no, Russia, you have to accept the homosexuals, or we'll keep people away from your Olympics. You won't make any money on it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, and you think about it. You look, you know, how many people ended up sick and having problems after coming back from that. You know, that last Beijing, China, Olympics, just because of the, you know, the pollution and how many people were poisoned over there. They sure didn't try to discourage people from going over there to that one. And you know, that was, you know, that wasn't a real good place. That's why that's just what makes me think that there's something else going on.
I agree with you. I'm sure there is. Just don't know what it is.
You know, you have Beijing, and I mean, you've got murders every day. You've got gang violence. You've got, you know, toxic. They say the people that were running the marathons with the mask, they put a white mask on and run 100 meters, and it'd be black. You know, and there was a lot of athletes that just forfeited going to that Olympics that were qualified to go just because of the how polluted the air was. They said you can't breathe over there, and you know, you look at what happened to a lot of those people afterwards. I mean, they came down and were sick and stayed sick because of, you know, just because of how toxic everything is over there. Their bodies weren't used to it.
Hmm. You know, when you were talking about that, I couldn't help but think of, just kind of while we're on current events, of the Fukushima and what is still going on there in Japan. As you were talking about that from China, and have you seen?
Can you turn your volume up a little bit
on me? How's that?
Yeah.
Is that any better there?
Yeah,
a little better. Anyway, yeah. The Fukushima, you know, just on with the radiation that you see some reports, very few, but some in the alternative media of that. You know, the radiation still spewing forth like it always. You know, or at least like it has for the last 2 or 3 years.
If not worse. Yeah. Well, you read, remember we looked up on the web, what was probably 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago maybe, you know, about the sea creatures dying, mm-hmm. you know, on the coast of California or wherever it was, you know, and that was all, you know, related to radiation in the water, you know, but they're keeping us, you know, I like Jason's opening prayer this morning because he really touched on all this stuff because it is the domain of Satan, and we do need to pray that God will open our eyes so we can start recognizing these things. You know, I mean, we won't always know, you know, what's going on in Russia when they say one thing, but we can recognize just to the point that, hey, maybe it's not exactly how they're saying it and why they're saying it, and because that's where the battle is. I mean,
yeah.
they've came at people for so many years in ways that the people didn't know they were being even. The people didn't even know they were in a war, you know. And Jason's did a great job through the years, you know. And I know where he got his teaching from, but. But he's did a great job on trying to expose the spell castings and the war that's going on that nobody can see. And anyway, I mean, I was listening to a CD on the way out here, and you know, it's and Pastor Peters is talking about the secret things of Satan, and you know, and that people don't even know. I mean, a lot of people don't even believe there is a Satan, for one, and let alone that he has a domain and that he has a throne and he, you know, he is the power of darkness, mm-hmm. you know. And we need to understand that and realize that and know where our you know, not that we don't have fleshly battles. We all have fleshly battles. But that is the battle, you know.
Yep. Isaiah 52, awake, awake, clothe yourself in your strength, O Zion. And we learned that from our pastor and his many teachings, that it's apparent that somebody is asleep today that needs to wake up to this that's going on. And we really need to wake up to that. It's a little bit later in Isaiah 62, and you may think, well, that's, you know, that's those Jews over there that need to awake to Christ. They need to wake up and understand that he's their Messiah. No, go a little bit further in Isaiah, to Isaiah 62, and it says, you will be called by a new name, in verse 2, which the mouth of the Lord will designate. Who was it told Mary to name him Jesus? It was the mouth of the Lord.
The angel of the Lord.
The angel of the Lord. And so, you know, let's let the Bible define itself, you know, and it's Christians, those that follow Jesus Christ, that need to wake up today to this very battle that Jason prayed against and that you're talking about right there.
Well, the Apostle Paul in Acts 26:18 prays, you know, that God will open their eyes so they can turn from darkness to light, you know, and he does the same thing in Ephesians 1:18. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of the inheritance of the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might. So, I mean, it's not just, you know, it's not just, hey, man, I hope you can see. I mean, there was an urgency in the prayers that the eyes of our hearts need to be open to these things. We need to pray for discernment all the time, you know, because, you know, we might have something figured out, but we're probably deceived in something else. We've all learned that through the past, you know.
Amen.
10 years from now, I'll be looking back on what I said today going, oh, man, you would have only seen then what you see. You know what I mean? But yeah. Anyway, so it's important stuff.
Amen. Amen. Well, good morning, John. Gave you time to get in your coffee good. And how are things in sunny Colorado this morning?
Good. Just, I've noticed the American Bible Society released a list of the 5 most Bible-minded cities and the 5 least Bible-minded cities. And number 1 for being Bible-minded was Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yep.
Number 2 was Birmingham, Anniston, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Number 3, Roanoke, Lynchburg, Virginia.
Yeah, go Mr. Hoskins.
Number 4.
They're listening to him down there in Lynchburg.
Yep. Springfield, Missouri, number 4, and Shreveport, Louisiana, number 5. And then the worst 5 was 96, Cedar Rapids, Waterloo, Iowa, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, California is 97, 98, Boston, Massachusetts, and Manchester, New Hampshire, 99 is Albany and Schenectady, Troy, New York. And the winner at 100 is Providence, Rhode Island, in New Bedford, Massachusetts.
Huh. Well, it would make sense
that... Really interesting to look at the demographics. Mostly the southern, midwestern are the ones who seem to be reading their Bibles more than anything. What's that?
Just making a comment that the thought occurred to me that, you know, it's where the nation founded... It's where the foundations started that have been destroyed. You know, because it was up there in Massachusetts and Rhode Island and Connecticut. Those were some of the first places that Christian pilgrims came.
What I think of it is, how do they figure that out? What do they say, that there's more churches here? You know, there's more Bible sold here. You know, how do they even?
What you're saying is they're not going by what our standards would be, are they?
Is what I'm saying is, just because they have churches or they might be Bible minded doesn't mean that they're Christians either.
Yeah, it was a survey. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think it was a survey that they did. And I mentioned it Thursday night. You know, it's interesting how that's presented. You know, that was presented. It if I saw the same article John did, it wasn't presented that, you know, the top 10 Bible mindedness cities in the country. You know, do you live in one of these cities that reads the Word of God, that applies it, that are Christian? That's not the way it was presented. It was presented the 10 most sinful cities or something like that. The 10 most godless was the term. You know, and that's how it was presented by the media. Might have been. I saw a different one. But it was presented, you know, here's the 10 most godless cities in America. And it concentrated on the godless part, you know.
That might be right.
And it was a survey. So you, Jason, you bring up a good point. You know, what we can believe the Bible we're holding in our hands. Anything else?
Even if it's just based on what atheism, even though there might be some atheists that say they believe because they don't really believe the word. But anyway, I mean, if it's based on atheism or whatever, then it's probably got some truth to it. But.
Yeah.
It says, so how exactly is this characteristic measured? As Christianity Today reported, it is based on combined levels of regular reading of the Bible, self-reported consumption in the past 7 days, and belief in the text accuracy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and you think about those areas up there. I don't know. New York wasn't mentioned, but those areas up there, they don't have time to read the Bible, and they don't care to read the Bible. They're too busy. Well, they're too busy doing many things. But on a whole, of course, there's exceptions up there. But on a whole, they're so far. It's such a more fast pace. World up there than it is in Laramie,
your big
Laramie, Wyoming.
In any of your big cities. Yeah. Yeah, it
well,
is.
Well, the way I see it, those five cities that are number one must be listening to Scriptures for America, and they're trying to read their Bible in a year.
Amen.
That's a good way to look at it.
Amen. And, you know, today's the 25th. If you're doing that chronologically, and we're going to get this chronological Bible plan is up on the website at scripturesforamerica.org, and it's being mailed out. It'll be mailed out with the Volume 1 2014 Dragon Slayer newsletter next week. And if today is the 25th, and it is, you need to be reading, hopefully, through Genesis 38, 39, and 40. And, if you're behind a little bit, well, join the crowd. I think we're all behind a little bit in many different aspects. But it's nothing that can't be made up, nothing that you can't sit down and buckle down and, you know... people sure sit down on April 13th and cram for a couple days to get their taxes in on time, you know. It's not beyond us to be able to sit down and read through the book of Job. You know, read the first bit of Genesis 1 through 11 and then go over to Job and read Job. And if you take a few days to do that, to absorb it, soak it in, there is so much in the book of Job that should be taught today that we should be familiar with, and we're not. You know, we as a people are so self-centered. If we would just go back and read and have a little bit of understanding in Job, that self-centeredness I think would move away. And we're starting, John. I guess I know you've been mentioning this. Read your Bible through in a year chronologically from the pulpit on Sunday mornings, and. To let you know, here at the office, we're getting orders for them. We're getting orders from prisoners that are asking for them, and orders from people
asking
from all
Bibles
over.
Asking for
this this Bible reading plan, and so
good.
They're hearing it, and the people are ordering it, and so just good. To let you know, it's coming out next week with your Dragon Slayer newsletter, along with the 2014 Scriptures for America calendar. that has the Passover and the 91st days marked on it. And so just got a text on our last comment there about Springfield, Mass, being or Springfield, Missouri. Different place. I've been to both. Springfield, Missouri is much more pleasant. Our brother Ralph down in Missouri said, I visit Springfield often. It's full of mega churches. Some of them hold thousands of people. And so
they were on the good list.
That's right. They were on the good list. They were number four or five of Bible mindedness. And
it didn't say Bible understanding.
Right. Right. Talking about people that at least read their Bible, believe it. You know, they say they believe the accuracy of the scriptures. And
a step in the right direction.
It is. It is. And
you can't help but, you know, when you as you read Revelation and as Christ warned the seven churches at the end that each one of them, it was, let him that hath an ear hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not everyone is going to hear and to see these truths.
That's right. That's right. Well, got a song. Kind of ties in with just what you said there, John, I think, anyway. We'll be right back after this. We'll open up the phone lines if it's all right with you guys. 307-745-5913. We'll be back right after this.
I hear the Lord's coming. This age is going to end. We will see the sunshine who takes away our sin. We're stuck in Satan's system, and time keeps dragging on. But the Lord is coming. He will review the wrong. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, child, always be a good boy, don't you ever run wild. She talked about Lord Jesus, whom they crucified. I knew I wouldn't listen, now I hang my head and cry. Folks are eating and a-drinking, just like in Noah's day. They're creatures of destruction, ignoring judgment day. Yet I know for sure what's coming, and that's what bothers me. Folks must give their lives to Jesus, and he will set them free. Jesus freed me from the system, I know my life is fine. Moving down the road of light now, as I walk the line, far from sin-filled prison, that's where I want to stay. I was baptized in the water, my sins were washed away. I was baptized in the water, my sins were washed away.
All right. That's the beginning of those ears being opened that you talked about, John. Let those who have an ear hear. You've got to be baptized in the water and get those sins washed away first. Well, we got a caller this morning.
Amen.
Dee from Oklahoma. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning, guys. Couple things. You guys were talking about Providence, Rhode Island. I went there to vacation with my family, my parents, about mid to late 80s. And even back then, that place, it had a lot of cross-dressers, and they don't have hotels. You get inns. And we went to see the whales, and my dad was just appalled. The guys that owned this inn were gay and really flashy types. And that was back in the 80s, and we ended up getting out of there pretty quick. Dad was pretty upset. we never imagined. So, of course, as a kid, you know, I didn't know much. But I just knew my parents were upset. And the place was really weird, and the people dressed odd. And it wasn't just that one place. It was when we went out to the restaurants and all. So it was bad back then.
Never been there. Don't plan on going.
Probably don't want to go. The only good thing about it is it's got nice beaches and the whale watching. But the other thing was, I may have missed you guys talking about it, but did I hear correct a week or two ago that they opened up the Boy Scouts to not just leaders, but the boys to being openly gay?
Well, they let the boys be openly gay, but not the leaders as of yet. But, you know, it's just a stepping stone towards that direction.
Well, I thought they had let the leaders, and then they opened it, I saw in the news, to the scouts themselves being openly gay.
Not what I heard, but if Ralph's listening, he probably knows. So if you're listening, Ralph, call in and let us know.
Okay. Yeah, because I thought I heard it, and then I didn't hear much commentary on it anywhere, so I just wondered if I heard wrong.
Yeah, I haven't heard it. Yeah.
Okay, well, that was it.
All right, Dee. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye.
307-745-5913, if you want to give a call in this morning.
You guys see, I guess there was an inferno there somewhere in California, but there was a cross up on a mountain that a Christian youth group of a local university or something had up on there, and the fire went right through it, and apparently the area around the cross and the cross wasn't touched.
Yeah, I saw a picture of that.
But the interesting thing was that if you read the comments of the people who read the story, they're like, yeah, well, the FFR is down at the bottom of the hill waiting to file a petition to have it removed, you know, Freedom From Religion Foundation. And it's probably true. I'll tell you one thing that was encouraging as we went out to Texas there a couple weeks ago to a brother's wedding. People in retaliation for this Antichrist movement, Freedom From Religion Foundation, which is a 501c3 corporation that basically all they do is employ lawyers to go around and remove anything to do with God or Christianity or anything good, basically. And people have combated that, especially there in Texas, with putting up huge crosses on their own private land. In fact, I think that's what I'm going to do, too, because I live on a pretty well-traveled road, and I think that's going to be my next plan. Talk to a welder buddy of mine, get some big I-beams, and put up a 40-foot cross right out there by the road.
Can you put lights on it?
Yeah, LED.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
Anyways, if
you've
got a piece of property,
yeah.
If you got a piece of property and it's in a prominent area, and I think Betty's done something similar to that. I know she lives close to a highway there in New Mexico, and I know she's put up signs in the past and other things, but it may be what we have to do, you know? Because they think they got this thing whipped. They think they figured it out, that all they got to do is attack Christianity on the basis of separation of church and state, which has nothing to do with it. But and with the judges we have, the corrupt judges, it's they're winning, you know.
Yeah, they're in for a rude awakening, though.
They are.
Oh yeah.
Well, guys, got three phone lines ringing. Let's see if we can bring one on. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Abundantly blessed. Abundantly blessed.
Good. Sounds like Bob. Yeah, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Where does all of this money come from for these organizations, such as the Southern Poverty Law Center, and this organization's paying people to have lawyers travel around? There is somebody funneling this that has an unlimited source of income, or unlimited source of funds.
Yeah. It's true.
Sure seems like it.
George Soros, maybe. Who knows?
All of those. You know, there's a lot of stories of what George Soros has done, but you know, these are the people that Christ spoke of, that their wealth is rusting. You know, they're not doing good with it. They're doing good for their people.
Yeah.
They're doing good for their cause, but they're not doing good for the world. They're actually driving it toward the damnation.
Well, that's their plan. They are destroyers. You know, I remember the pastor teaching on that they are destroyers. You know, you have people that our people have built civilizations. But then you've got the parasite that it's the alien. They go higher and higher. And, you know, one of the benefits they have is usually almost unlimited wealth, because they make a lot of money on it, from wars to everything else. And then they spend that on the ungodly, on continuing to steal, kill, and destroy. It's what they do.
Well, that's their form of procreation. That's how they provide for their children, by putting these systems in place. The area that we live in, all of these Jewish or ungodly northerners, not that they're all ungodly in the north, but the ones that are, will sell their homes for $1 million or $2 million. And they can come down south where, you know, they haven't been overtaxed and had their wealth stolen as badly, but they'll buy a bigger home for $200,000 than they had in New York. And then they've got all this money left over, and they have the time to get on the boards, to run for office, to get on the school boards. And I've heard people complain to them saying, you know, why are you doing it like you do in New York? That's why you moved down here.
And, and Californians did the exact same thing, you know. Yep.
Yeah, they did. They
did it to Colorado.
Absolutely.
Used to be a conservative state until Californians moved in.
Yep. Absolutely changed that. And they are
moving. Trying to do it to Texas.
That's right. And out here as well, I have two neighbors. And, you know, we live in a, I mean, there's only 30,000 people in Laramie. But I have two neighbors that moved from California out here. And you're right. Yeah. You're right. They do that very thing.
Well, this is the way we did it in New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then again, is it the fulfillment of 2 Thessalonians 2, 3, and 4, you know, the great apostasy, the falling away? I mean, when they say basically now there's 20% of people in the group called the nuns, not the ones with the look like penguins, but the nuns who have no religion. Yeah. And those nuns are important to these organizations like the Freedom From Religion Foundation. You also got to remember how many more Muslims we have in this country now. And those stinking Muslims are the ones that are voicing their opinion. I mean, I read an article the other day where they're trying to get a petition passed to celebrate the Muslim holidays in the school system, in the public school system.
Yeah. John, there's many places in the Northeast, Minnesota and Michigan, and places that they already do. That they already do. I've seen reports on that. That they have that, you know. And there's they let them walk around in their garb. And it is. We you know, we have become... In our sin, we try to become like all the other nations.
It is that apostate prophecy of John. I mean, think of the churches through the years. The ungodly started coming to the churches not to get cleansed.
To change the
churches. To change the churches into their ungodly ways, and for them to allow homosexuals and murderers and liars and drunkards to come in without repentance, without changing their ways. I mean, yep. It's exactly what's happened, you know. I mean,
and they've done it
in every facet.
Right. They've done it.
Well, the way they were able to do it is they destroyed order and authority. They changed the church from a masculine, the body of Christ, to a feminine, the whore of Babylon. You know, that's the direction that it's going. And
yeah, but think about what they did.
When you have a church and a nation that operates off of feelings. Well, I don't feel like this should happen. I don't feel like this should be something that we should do, rather than thus saith the Lord. In the Old Testament, when it talks about the kings that did not tear down the high places, it would say that the king did all that was right in the sight of the Lord, albeit that he failed to tear down the high place. Well, there was two different high places. One of the high places was where they did pagan practices. But the other high place was where they chose to worship God, the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But they chose to worship him their way, not the way he prescribed. And the name of that place in the Hebrew is Bama. And I just think that's significant, that that's who's running this land now, Bama. It's that mentality. We're going to worship God, but we're going to do it our way. Yeah. We're going to call it Christianity, no matter who we let preach, no matter how many queers we let in the congregation. We're going to do it our way because we feel that this is right.
Yeah, they do their best to redefine, you know, they redefine the word.
Stay tuned tomorrow because I'm going to hit that pretty good.
Well, good.
But anyways, I think what we miss is what our pastor understood, and I really didn't understand it to the degree that I do now, but they made the churches accept 501c3 to be tax exempt. Well, Dad never accepted that, and by doing that, you put the state as the head of your church instead of Jesus Christ. And I think when you do that, there's a huge loss of power there.
It's like any business, any form of any. When you work for somebody, you know, you're doing what they're telling you to do eventually, or else you won't work for them anymore. You know, so yeah,
right. Yeah. Well, Chris,
it's going to be a huge. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Chris.
Let me make this point. One of the reasons they lost their power too was that people were giving to the church not to bless the body of Christ, but for that tax write-off at that point.
Yeah.
That's the power of the
churches they got too now.
Yeah.
That was even a promotion of it was, you know, it's tax free.
You give the God so you can save money on your 1044.
Well, Chris, hey, I appreciate the call, and I got three of the lines flashing. We'll try to get them before we run out, but appreciate the call and the comments, and we'll be talking to you in the morning.
Okay, blessings. Bye.
Thanks. And we thank you guys for holding. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, it's Tom calling from Missouri.
Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, you were talking about Putin earlier in Russia. We know what the communists were. But it does seem like through their destruction that God has opened a door, and at least it seems like, I don't know, that they're seeking to do what's right. You know, I don't know a whole lot about the Russian Orthodox Church. I know a little bit, and I know they're not right, but it does seem like that door is being opened up at least for a while the doors in this country are being closed to truth.
It does, but I can't get the last couple chapters of Ezekiel out of my mind. And you know that the Gog Magog war, and I mean it's just tough to open too much there. You know, like Jason was saying earlier, we don't really know what's going on. You know, so
right.
Be very cautious.
Right. I mean, you know, Russia is a vast country, as we know, and a whole lot of its population is like Turco-Mongolian descent, so we know who they are. But they're all white European Russians that, you know, are of Israel, and you know, I pray for them. You know, I pray that the truth could find a way to shine forth. And talking about Springfield, Missouri, I've got family that's gone to school down there. They've got a big Baptist Bible college. Assembly of God is headquartered down there, and all these 501c3 churches. But what you don't see as a visitor is the dark side. And I will tell you that drugs, alcohol, and all kinds of sexual perversion goes on in that town, that if you're not a resident there, you don't really see it. So, which all of those bad things go with the 501c3 church. It's something that's just, they're in darkness, so they're going to practice the things of darkness.
Good point.
Appreciate it, fellas. You have a good day.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, unfortunately, that describes almost
many,
all the
many places. Yeah, many. We'll stay with the phone lines. Good morning. Thanks for holding. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Ralph.
Hey, good morning, Ralph. It's a Missouri.
John told me to call in.
It's a Missouri morning.
That's it is fine. A Missouri morning.
Clear it up, Ralph.
That's right.
But, I just want to say something about Chris. Is that I don't think it's fair. He's taking up all the phone time. So.
Well, we got to you eventually, and Ralph still got another line on hold too. So
okay, all right, I'll make it quick. The official policy is still no adult leaders as homos. They are letting it open for boys who are openly say they're queer. But I think you all know as well as I do, a 14-year-old boy doesn't know if he's queer or not. He's been told something or right. Molested or recruited. I do know, and I won't say who it is because I don't want to get him in trouble, but our charter organization made us, as adult leaders, sign a contract saying they would drop us if we let anyone openly queer in. And I suspect there's probably some other religious organizations that may be doing that as well.
Good.
So, and I, when they said that, I said, I'll sign anything. Let me sign it. I don't care.
Yeah.
So, but I still feel it's a good avenue as far as in my life to continue to reach boys. And until I see the full danger of it, that I can't protect my son anymore in it, then I plan on staying in it.
Well, good.
Right.
So. Good.
So, good show this morning, gentlemen. I'll let someone else get on.
Thanks for the call, Ralph.
All right. Bye-bye.
And
it's a shame when you look at that.
Lost that line. Go ahead, John.
I was a Boy Scout too. Didn't quite make Eagle Scout. Got more interested in cars and girls. But anyways, I learned so much from Boy Scouts as far as survival techniques and brotherhood. I mean, obviously they don't bring the religious aspects of it, but it was good. Good fellowship, good skill building, and there wasn't the Antichrist aspect of it. So it's sad to see, the attack on all fronts.
Amen.
Yeah, that's good. It's just, like you said, it's now letting the openly gay scouts in. It's like they've constantly just targeted, an organization, and they'll come back and try to get their homosexual scout leaders in there.
It's the next
a matter
step.
Of years. Come back time and time again. But it was interesting because I did when they've been pushing that I've called the Boy Scouts of America headquarters. They got a big office that reaches out to all the Northern Colorado, Wyoming offices, and it's down in Denver, and talked to them. And I mean, I talked to the director down there and told him, I said, this is sick and this is wrong, and he says, I know it is, he's like, I'm doing everything I can to fight it. And
yeah, but what happened was there's a board of, I don't know how many, 50, 60 members that make the decisions for the national, and they've been infiltrated.
Exactly. Yep, and that's where I was getting at. Is that's where they're going to go? Is find the board, find the, those that actually make the decision. And these other people don't have any. They get to the point where they don't have any say in the matter.
Yep. Well, that's what they've done in government and churches and I mean everything.
Yeah, it's worked for them so well.
The chess game, not the checkers.
Right. It works for them so well, and they've been trying for so long. But what really convinced them here, what was it last year or the year before, is when these antichrists started pressuring the groups that support the Boy Scouts financially and pressuring them. And then the support started dropping, and money talks. That love of money, it talks. That's their way, though. We're not to be that way. We're not to desire that. We have to make sure that we guard ourselves from that love of money. Nothing. You have to have it to get by these days, but you got to keep it in perspective. Well, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Morning, Richard. Morning, Wranglers. This is Tom in Texas.
Good morning, Tom.
Morning. I was listening to y'all talk about Putin and everything, and it seems to me that he, for as much as he was witness to and partisan to a lot of the things that undermined this country, he sees that the effect of it, and he's wanting to not allow that to happen to his country. So that's at least my logic. May not be his thinking, but it seems reasonable considering his KGB past that he would be look at what's happening in America. This is what we did over there, and we don't want that to happen here, knowing the end result of it, from the sexual psychotics and other antichrists that are undermining all facets of society.
Good point.
And another thing, I come across another verse. Kyle was talking about the Gog and Magog war. In Genesis 10, 2-3, there's the sons of Japheth were Gomer and Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tirus, and the sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarmah. And those are all nations that are listed in Ezekiel 38. Mm-hmm. And we know that there those 95% at least of what is called professing Judaism these days, they call themselves the Ashkenazi Jews. They're the descendants of, well, they would their Bible descendancy would be from Japheth through Gomer, and then Ashkenaz of what they're typically known as, and the Khazars.
Which they're children of Adam, which means they're gonna look similar to us,
and yeah, yeah, and like or cross referencing Ezekiel 38 with the first four seals. I mean, if you want to look, at least the symbolism I'm getting out of them, the white Esau eat him on a white horse, Zionism, Esau eat him on a red horse, communism, socialism, the black horse, the commercialism. You know, it's called Black Friday, you know, and other things economic related to black, the rider carrying the scales, the pale horse, the green horse, or also called green, the militarism and fascism. All militaries incorporate the color green into their color scheme. And that, I'm under the impression that Gog Magog wars, of course, is the quiet weapons for the quiet wars and the rumors of war, which will ultimately materialize into a hot war, which would be the, you know, implementation of the beast police state in this country.
Good thoughts.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
It's the Bible explaining itself, and I mean we'll see what kind of a Christian, you know, Putin claims to be a Christian. I know they're Orthodox and everything, and I can at least respect the fact they don't have all the choices that we do over here, and that may be a good thing, because a lot of our choices aren't worth choosing from anyway.
Amen to that. Amen.
And that, yeah, God says he's the Alpha and the Omega, you know, so Bible-wise, we're looking at Genesis and Revelation, and I think the key to understanding Revelation is in between, you know, in between Genesis and Revelation.
Yeah.
And taking into account all the visions of all the prophets, from
exactly,
Daniel to,
yep,
Ezekiel, and even to John and Patmos.
Amen.
And we'll see what kind of a Christian Putin is if he decided to attack this country, an attack that would only give more power to old monkey boy here, Pastor Peters called him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, appreciate the call. Thanks for sharing those comments. We'll try to get this one more caller on.
Sure. God
Thank
bless.
You.
Bye.
Very interesting. Interesting times we live in. Good morning. Thanks, yep, for holding. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Wranglers.
Well, good morning.
Kevin in Ohio.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. We're sure watching some snowfall and going down below zero here. Our winter started late. I hope you don't have any more of that yourself. I had practically a master's lesson or education in communism and religion through my wife. I was with for 12 years. She was a member of the underground church in White Russia, Belarus, which is still a communist country. And everybody wants to bring Putin up as a shining example of going towards Christianity, but I can assure you, I can guarantee you, that there's only one religion in Russia, and it'll be the Orthodox Church. And the Orthodox Church is the whore. And
yeah,
it's an absolute for sure. You can go back over practically, about 10 years now, they've been evicting the evangelicals that have been trying to evangelize in Russia. They've actually paid the Orthodox churches to expand. And then what they do is they're only allowing like 3-month visas for evangelicals to come into Russia, to different cities. of Russia proper. Big country. You're talking a big country. And as long as it's a state-approved church, it can exist in Russia. Just like under the Soviets. And that's what's going on.
If you notice, too, Kevin, you can see that the Roman Catholic Church and this new pope is merging back with the Orthodox Church.
Yes, they are. And their grips, they're very happy. I mean, they're in a state of excitement in Russia because they are the, quote, approved, unquote, church. And they have the blessing of Putin and the hierarchy because they control them. As long as they control the church, they're happy to have that church. And I've seen it in Belarus many times over there that they would put up with the, quote, Orthodox Church. But my wife being a member of the underground church is something else. People would walk the streets there, and they would tell stories about the Baptists there blood sacrificing their children. I mean, every kind of a horror story they could tell about Christians was told. And people just go ahead and gullibilize this. I mean, they just suck it up. Putin's a good guy now. Now we're the devil. But it isn't working. It isn't that way at all. It's just not.
I read an article the other day, well, it was a while ago actually, about Putin, and it said that he reads his Bible in his spare time, you know. But remember what our pastor taught us, too, is that the enemies of God know their Bibles better than we do.
It absolutely, John, and who knows it the best? But Satan himself, he was there. He knows this story from way back. And honestly, I just have to bring that up. I'd like to mention a couple other things about communism. Under communism before 89, the one day, well, even later, now even in Belarus today, because it's still communist, there's one day people can be guaranteed to go to the market and buy anything they want to buy to eat. And that's election day, because that's another approval stamp for the system. Otherwise, the shelves would be bare. But everybody had to get that little ticket to say that they voted. And that was the ploy to bring them in. Bring them food. And it's on a grand scale, we're seeing it. And thank you for your work, Ben. And good to talk to you this morning.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, Kim.
God bless.
Well, I've got a few minutes left here, guys. If you got about 6 or 8 minutes, if you got any, not really close.
Well, talking about communism and the Orthodox Church and the Catholic, anything that tries to take away your liberty is trying to destroy the Spirit of God. And that's part of why they read their Bibles so much, and the enemy knows because they want to know how to bring down a Bible reading people. They want to know how to bring down any Christian organization. What they used to call the West, because when they used to say the West, it was talking about
Christianity.
Liberty. Yeah, and Christianity, absolutely. The Spirit of God, And so all these, and communism's the big one, the one we've heard about for so many years and everything. But it's all in destruction with taking away liberties, which takes away the Spirit of God. Because if you stand up, it's because you have the Spirit, And so fear enters in. And who are you going to fear? The one that can kill your body and soul, or the one that can just kill your body? And so many people just fear the one that can kill their body or take away their food stamps or take away, whatever it is. Anyway,
good point.
That's my last comment, I guess.
Well, and I remember talking to some Russian people years ago, and we were having a discussion about communism, and they laughed, and they said, yeah, we openly have communism. That's what it is.
We applaud it.
They said, the difference is they said, you guys have it just as bad over here, and you guys don't even know it.
Yep.
So not only are you enslaved, you're ignorant too, huh?
Yep. And they just laughed at it. You think about it, it's like, yeah, they're right.
I'm working on an article on liberty and freedom, the difference.
I for me to keep them apart, I remember that about liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And with freedom, just break the word in half. Free, eat them. And,
stay tuned tomorrow morning because I'm going to talk about liberty.
Well, good. Good. I'm planning on being there. Hope you're planning on being there too, Remnant. You can come to church with us. And I know I got a text from Logan out in a little further west of us. He said he might get to come over and see us tomorrow at church. And so if you do want to visit us, you're more than welcome to do that. Just kind of let us know so we know you're coming. But you can join us on the internet at our website, scripturesforamerica.org. And you can come there starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning for the live broadcast and join us. And that's 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast. And so, mark that time. Come and gather with the saints. Come and have fellowship. It is. It may not be able to talk one-on-one like we are now or four-on-one and that type thing, but it is. It's fellowship with the saints. It's not forsaking the assembly when you do that, when you gather with like-minded people. And we're not able to gather to all of us together all across this country every Sunday morning, but the pastor in his wisdom saw that this was a way to do that very thing, to bring that gathering to you and to present an opportunity for you to join in. So we encourage you to do that. Again, 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast. And that's at the ministry website, scripturesforamerica.org. When that website comes up, just right there on the top left, you can click for the live video stream, and that'll start at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. So we do hope that you join us there. Thought I'd wrap up with a note from Colossians in Colossians 2. And I think it applies to so many people that we have to keep this in mind, that have been taken in by the false churches, the false teachings. How do we know it's false teaching? How do we tell? Well, we see what the Bible says. And if it goes against what the Bible says, then it's false teaching. It's as simple as that. And it's Colossians 2, starting in verse 8. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made complete, and he is the head over all rule and authority. And in him you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in the removal of the body of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ. And verse 12, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And that's how you get those eyes to see and those ears to hear, and is in that gift of the Holy Spirit that comes in baptism. Well, folks, thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow at church. Thanks, Ben.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, rolling, rolling. Though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high.
Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake hide. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more, snake hide.
Moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out.